there's some music from your neighborhood, right?
Yep. In fact, Sydney and Melbourne.
Yes.
Start and off. Perth.
Oh. That one's really loud. Let me see. What do we start off with? Master's Apprentice doing a Cortina Ford commercial. Radio Birdman, a B-side from the Zeno, or the A-side, I'm sorry. Hmm. Well, I meant to play the other side, but I think I was happy with what came up. You heard Hungry Cannibals from Zeno Beach. Died Pretty, that's your pick there, Penny.
Yeah, that was a song called Mirror Blues. And the song, I believe, was originally entitled Mirror Lou after Lewis Tillett, a singer, songwriter and piano player from Sydney, who Jim Dixon, who's sitting to my left, and I both played with Lewis Tillett and as a solo artist. And I also played in a band with him called Wet Taxis. I was one of the guitar players in that band. And we were playing a lot of 60s psychedelic punk.
He used to play a lot of Texas kind of music, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, very enamored with that, wasn't he?
Yeah, like Nuggets material. And so I don't know why or when they changed the name from Mirror Lou to Mirror Blues, but that's what we heard, Mirror Blues.
Yes, parts 2 and 3.
Yep, from Died Pretty in a Sydney band.
And another one you both voted on. We heard Beast of Bourbon from The Laurel Road. The song was called Don't Say No.
Can't Say No.
Can't Say No.
Yeah. Right. Oh. And I wanted to play that song because it was written by the late and great Spencer P. Jones. I think he wrote it with Tex Perkins, I'm not sure. But it's one of my favourite songs. Spencer P. Jones was one of the guitarists and songwriters in the Beast of Bourbon, other Australian bands like the Johnnies. A real talent. And in the last year, we've had quite a few great Australian artists pass away, unfortunately, Spencer being one. Brian Hooper, who was a bass guitarist in Beast of Bourbon, also a solo artist in his own right. Conway Savage, who was a keyboard piano player with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And most recently, Damien Lovelock, a singer, a songwriter from the Celibate Rifles.
Yeah, he just passed away a week or so ago.
Yeah, very recently, yeah.
Because we, last show I did, we played Celibate Rifles.
Yeah.
And a couple of days later, we found out he was gone. That's always a tough one.
A shock. Yeah. It's a shock, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Celibate Rifles, yeah, we're based in Sydney.
Great band. All those are great bands that people... I think there's a fair audience for him in America. If Jack Rabbit was here, he'd say, I know all those bands, I've met them, and etc. But they only got limited releases in America, and most of that era has passed us, where all those indie Australian and Swedish bands were getting releases in the States, and some of them came over here.
Yep.
The Scientists were here not too long ago, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right. The Scientists have been doing a bit lately. And Scientists was another seminal Australian rock band, originally from Perth, with Kim Salmon as the songwriter, singer and guitarist. Kim Salmon also played in the Beast of Bourbon.
Yeah.
As guitarist. And one of the songwriters as well. And I played with Kim Salmon in a band called Salmon, which featured 6 guitarists and 2 drummers. And that's it. We're playing instrumental music.
Wow.
Kind of grungy, fuzzy rock. Yeah, very different.
Well, there you go. Playing some of our favorites. Digging through, at our house there's 2 record collections, mine and Karen's. So some of these you pulled from Karen's, which I'm coveting. I'm going to have to fill some gaps in my collection. Great stuff. I'm going to have to stop here just for a second to do the legals, and we got more records stacked up. So from the top, this is KGLZ Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with trendsetters K246 BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220 KD Big Sky 91.9, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296CF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and stream me on the web at kglt.net. And if any of the people who were excited about you guys coming on the show in Australia and Europe and across the country are dialed in, we've got a lot of online listeners today hanging out every word.
Cool. That's really nice.
Yes. Shameless promotion. And thanks for plugging it to Penny. That helped too. We got some good response. One more list of things. The general underwriters today include Lara Jewelry in downtown Bozeman, locally grown, internationally known, jeweler and eco-friendly, evocative designs in 100% recycled precious metals, repairs, refurbishing, and custom design work available. Open daily at 42 West Main or online at larajewelry.com. Storm Castle Cafe and Catering, homemade comfort food, open 7 till 2 p.m. Thursday through Monday. Also serving beer and wine and their own Hilltop 7 Park products located at Thai Lane, one block west of MSU Fieldhouse in Bozeman, online at stormcastle.com. And Denny Manhole Honda in Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks, online at dennymanholehonda.com.
Wow.
Okay, now we're free again. And we always thank the people who support KGLT and ask you to support them.
Yeah, community support's a really great thing.
In Australia, community radio is a thing these days, isn't it?
A lot of it is community radio, and for independent artists like Penny, myself, and other people, it's very difficult to get on mainstream radio. So community radio is a real, it's a real access to independent music.
Yes.
And you'll find the community radio now scattered all the way through the country.
Yes, I have a good friend, Sebastian Gerber, in Melbourne at 3MDR. And I swear you could put him in his chair here and it would sound just the same, seamless. It's lovely what he plays. He can choose his own music. And you're right, commercial radio does not support little artists like us.
I think if I can make a quick comment, we've got a national broadcaster called the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And I'm finding now that as the generations of people who were listening to the original independent music for the 1970s, 80s are growing up, those broadcasters who grew up with them are now playing some of that music to them. But it's all the old music, and it tends to be rather the same tracks of the old music.
Mm.
And every time I hear one, I hear, well, you played this 2 weeks ago and you haven't played anything new old since then, or definitely nothing new since then. And just as your audience was listening to that music as independent people, as alternative music now, you're placing it in the mainstream, but forgetting there's a whole bunch of alternative music out there that you should be promoting. Anyway, that's my piece.
The musician's dilemma, huh?
We're blessed in Melbourne with 3RRR and PBS Radio and also 3CR. We all play contemporary and at times old.
Yeah,
music.
All the way through, yeah.
Yeah.
And, here at KGLT, everybody comes in, plays whatever they want.
And that's what I love about this station, because I hear the best stuff. Every time I come here, I get a real education in music, and I hear all these things I've never heard before.
Mm. Okay, we're going to play some things you've heard before, but there's a theme here, and I told you I'd never do themes, but this is one. Back in the 80s, Elvis Costello was meant to put out an EP of covers, and they end up coming out scattered around on B-sides. So we're going to play the sources for those, at least three of those songs. I'm going to fake it on one because I don't have it. But this is what Elvis Costello is hearing and was inspired by for his Beat Music EP. This is KGLT Bozeman. We're talking and rocking.
Girl, I'm simply mad about. Oh yes, I'm really glad as can be.
Oh yeah,
I hope that you've been getting ready, 'cause I'm gonna ask you to go steady with me.
Oh baby,
I got two eyes that happen to spy you, and when they did, they couldn't deny you were fine. I got two lips that long to kiss you, and when they speak, they say they will.
clock strikes ten, it'll all start happening then. I know just the place to be.
that's the soul section of today's show, sort of, moving around anyway. We talked about some soul records last night, and I think that we've distilled it down to that for now, though Otis Redding's still calling me there from the bin. Start off the Miracles, Head to Toe. Great song, really rocking little song. Mercy Beats did I Stand Accused, which was written by a guy named Tony Colton, who later showed up in Head, Hands, and Feet, of all people. And I was going to play his version, too, and I realized I two versions of the same song wasn't going to work. But there's a great original version of that. An English guy, too. Then we heard the Escorts doing Nighttime. Really great song from their compilation called From the Blue Angel. And those both those records, the Mercy Beats and the Escorts, that's they're on the Edsel label. Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Yeah, the great collector, Andrew Lauder, responsible for putting those things together. He just decided he wanted all the records he wanted to hear reissued and did a very good job of it. Really spectacular stuff from Andrew. And he also was putting out Elvis Costello records and Dave Edmonds records, Nick Lowe records, I mean, Carlin Carter and such. Just a genius guy. Tony Jackson, he must have been in the Searchers. Anyway, he's done Watch Your Step. I think that's the same Tony Jackson. And finishing up with Mary Wells from her greatest hit, you heard Bye Bye Baby. And that's something I just picked up recently. And my collection was had a big gap for Mary Wells should have been.
You had a Mary Wells-less connection.
Yes. Yes. I have to stop for a second because there's always stuff to do here. Remind you, you're listening to KGLT. Ron Sanchez here with Penny Eichinger and Jim Dixon, spinning records and chit-chatting and wondering why we don't have coffee. No, we all want a cappuccino again or something. This 4 o'clock hour on Friday afternoons is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale, Bozeman's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway Avenue, open 7 days a week. And yeah, we may probably stop there 7 days this week, and you've only been here five. One more bit of information for you, and we will continue.
The Gallatin River Task Force and the Gallatin Invasive Species Alliance ask you to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species in Montana this summer. If you fish or float in Montana rivers and lakes, you can help by taking these steps. Clean. Remove mud, water, and vegetation from your gear with water and a stiff brush. Drain. Drain and sponge water from your equipment at the access point. Dry. Dry your equipment thoroughly outside and in the sun. The health of the Gallatin River depends on you. These tips brought to you by the Gallatin River Task Force and the Gallatin Invasive Species Alliance. Information online at cleandraindry.mt.gov.
Jim, you brought me a really lovely present, a record I'd never heard of, and it fits into our mutual taste for a certain period of English music. Sometimes it's called freak beat, sometimes it's just psychedelic, and this is actually an Australian record I'm going to play here. And what's the story with Kevin McGann? What's his history?
It's a guy called Kevin McCann, and I first heard this record perhaps 4 months ago. No, it came out in 1968, so obviously I was a bit late for the initial release when it came out, like 68, 78, 88, 98, 2008. I'm 50 years late for the actual release of this record. But I heard it around at a guy's place who was a record collector and a record dealer, and he was playing stuff to another friend of mine, Robin Wills from the Barracudas. And as this record came across, I went, wow, what's that? And he said, this is a guy called Kevin McCann. I said, what do you know about Kevin McCann? He said, I know nothing about Kevin McCann. So I said, well, will you sell me the record? And the guy said, yeah, I'll sell you the record. And it became one of those records that I completely engaged with. And for several weeks after that, it would not leave my turntable. And at the same time, I was asking everybody who may have been around at the time about information about this artist. Have you heard about Kevin McCann? Were you around in 68? Where was his songs played on the radio? Can you remember this stuff? Nothing, 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 nothing. So, Ron, I can give you the gift of the record, but that is all that comes. It comes in a paper sleeve and the music that's on the vinyl, but that's all that I have for you.
Well, it's a wild one, so I'm just going to spin it and people can make their own decision.
Someone to move me round the world. serving his apprenticeship. Uncle passed away, left the business to his relative. To his life came a girl who changed it into Caroline. Presently they had a son. First in line to Caroline Company. Jeremy works all day watching his son.
There you go. Skip Rafferty, Graham Bell and Company, from their one and only album. And we heard Jeremy Carbine. He pronounces it a little different there. Good one. Great album.
Yeah, really good album. I'd sort of rate that, not first league, you know, British psych albums, but really, you know, edging the pack, that one. And came as a surprise because I hadn't heard it for years, well, for ages. And then it was presented to me as in the CD compilation and was a real revelation.
Yeah. It's amazing they made those records and just didn't crack it at all.
Yeah, the Grapefruit album's another one, Ron.
Yes.
You got that tucked away somewhere?
I think I brought it, and I brought the single of Lullaby,
yeah,
too.
All right.
We'll double back around, do one more psych set. Start off with Kevin McCann. What a scene. And that's I just love that record. It's so haunting, that little background voice at the beginning.
Yeah, if I can make a comment, you know, like the first time I heard it, you know, I just heard elements of the Arcade Fire in there, but the Arcade Fire weren't going to come along for another 40 years. I don't know, that's only personal.
Serendipitous.
Yeah,
I heard Fairy Tale, and you want to hear the other side, but I don't have it on any of the compilations I have. And I looked it up, I thought, well, maybe I could buy this single, and I think it starts about $250 for the Fairy Tale single. So we played the other side, actually the A side, Run and Hide.
Yeah, you can actually buy it as a reissue, but it doesn't come with the B side. It comes with the Poets, the Poets song on the B side. In Your Tower, you know, that song, In Your Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got, you know, I Guess I Was Dreaming on one side, and In Your Tower on the other side. Two different bands on one single.
Well, I'll track it down. I heard Rupert's People in there, Dream in My Mind, and that's album's sort of new to me, that collection. So when you started mentioning some other songs on there, it got my interest, and I'm going to keep it out and spin it and get those songs in my head. Okay, it's 4:43 and change. We are going to just take a quick break here. I pressed the wrong knob. There we go. What do I have to tell you? I did that. This one's due.
Hey. Tiny houses, converted school buses, and vans will gather this Labor Day weekend for a celebration of creativity and exploration. The event will feature workshops, camping, and customized vehicles on display. Information and registration on the Makerspace or Blunderbus Facebook pages or on Eventbrite at Roam Home.
Okay, this is where we get to be a little self-indulgent. Between the three of us in this room, how many records do you think we've made? Do you know, Jim, how many records you've played on? Any idea?
I don't really know. I don't really keep count, I don't think. And I was thinking about it the other day, the various people I've played with, the appearances you've made, the actual albums you've made with bands that you've been in, and the guest appearances. And I really wouldn't be able to say. I wouldn't say it's in, more than, say 15 or something like that, but at the same time it's kind of like it after a while it adds up.
I did a count on mine, except I can't remember what the total was. It was somewhere between 20 or 30, something like that. So that was a few years ago I did that count, so it's probably more than that now.
And you've had three solo albums and Jim, you've got one that we're going to play.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many records I've played on. I know we've done 11 albums, but I've played on several of Dennis's records, Roy Loney record, and a lot of local records, a bunch. So we're going to play some of go down the list. We're going to start with your album, Jim, which came out on the Citadel Records label, right? A few years ago?
Yeah, John was kind enough to put it out, even though he knew that CDs were a dwindling source of income for him. Which was very nice of him.
Yeah, and you have a pretty big cast of folks playing on your record, don't you?
Yeah, all of these people are friends of mine, and they're kind of people that have been in and out of my life over a period of time. One of whom I'd never played with before. He was a guitar player on the record. The drummer was the guy who used to play with Penny in the Wet Taxis, and with me and Penny in the Aspersion Cast, and
then with Lewis Tillett.
With Lewis Tillett, and with me and Rob in the New Christs, and then Brent, the keyboard player, was the person who played with me in the New Christs, and then Rebecca, who was the female voice and acoustic guitar player on the sessions, was somebody I met, who I was playing with, a guy called Steve Lucas from X,
right,
who did his own little record, which was kind of like a, I guess, a 60s tribute kind of record. And I think it was through gathering all of these people together who had never played together before, really, into a studio with a bunch of songs that I'd written that they had no idea where the sound of those songs was going to come from. But it all ended up on tape in a most magical and beautiful way. And all of the songs on the record are basically, songs I've written as kind of tributes to the various genres of music that I was liking at the time when I was writing.
Yeah, I remember hearing an early version of this, and Dennis and I just sat there sort of with our mouths open. What did Jim do? He's done everything. I'm going to spin these three or four things that we've been involved in and discuss more later because the sounds are good.
Cherished on ice. Through my head. It goes right through my head. too long. Wake me, tell me when I'm done. Send me, miss me when I'm gone. Leaving, if I'm right or wrong. No more slumber, no more dreaming. Searching for the one.
Slumber.